This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Wednesday is the 10th day of deadly violence between Israel and armed Palestinian groups in Gaza. The number of people killed in Gaza by Israeli strikes since May 10th has risen to 232, the enclave's health ministry said Thursday, as it confirmed five new deaths. According to the Hamas-run ministry's updated tally, the toll includes 65 children and 1,900 wounded. 12 people have been killed in Israel from Palestinian rocket fire, according to Israeli authorities. Unacceptable. That's how UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres described the continued crossfire between Israeli forces and militant groups, including Hamas. He told the UN General Assembly Thursday, quote, "The fighting must stop immediately," end quote. Guterres said he is shocked by continuing air and artillery bombardment by the Israeli Defense Forces in Gaza, salvos that have killed more than 200 Palestinians, including 60 children. He added indiscriminate firing of rockets by, quote, Hamas and other militant groups, end quote, towards population centers in Israel, which have left 12 dead, including two children, was also unacceptable. If there is a hell on earth, it is the lives of children in Gaza, end quote, he said. The General Assembly meeting was requested by Niger and Algeria, respectively, the current chairs of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the Arab Group at the United Nations. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Benjamin Netanyahu to halt military strikes against Hamas in Gaza are plunging the two leaders into difficult early test of the U.S.-Israeli relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years. This is VOA News.